Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
What can we expect on the show this
week? We've got a really exciting show. We've got the usual crowd. We've got Hannah, who's going to do a film review. And we know what Hannah's like for talking. But she does love a good movie. So let's hope that she watched enough of it, as we've already said, for her to give us a good outlook on it. We've got Christina. She's does some work experience for Amazon World, and that's a lovely place to work, so she's going to tell us a bit about that, so it's all good. We've also got Alicia, who's going to do her weekly recipe, and Josh is going to be doing some fun facts.
Wow. All that.
Yeah. All that. Have we got room?
Yeah. We'll squeeze it in somehow.
We'll shoehorn it in.
I'm Josh, and this is my random fun facts. Bull diving. It's basically the same as bull running, except this time your goal is to get the bull to dive into the water after you. Better swim fast. Every April the 13th and 15th, Thailand has the biggest water fight in the world. In Spain, once a year, villagers round up a goat and throw it from the top of a bell tower. The villagers below are holding out a blanket to catch it. Historians are not exactly sure what started this tradition. Cake Day is the 26th of November. How to celebrate Cake Day? Eat cake for breakfast, lunch and dinner. Make your favourite cake and don't forget to share it with friends and family. Have a cake baking contest at work. Whoever wins the best cake gets to take the leftovers, if there are any, home. With steak and size with Thanksgiving in the United States, replace the pie at your Thanksgiving table with a cake. Or even better, just add cake to the array of desserts. Spam is short for spiced ham. The tea bag was created by accident, as tea bags were originally sent as samples. You've been listening to Joshua's Fun Random Facts.
So today we've got Christina with us.
Hello, Claire.
Hi, Christina. I understand you're going to tell us a little bit about the work that you do at Amazon World.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Great. So what do you do?
I look after all the animals around the zoo. I've looked after the wallabies, and I've looked after the lemurs and birds.
Oh, that sounds nice. So wallabies, they're like those smaller kangaroos, aren't they?
They are small kangaroos, really, yes.
Yeah, and they're really cute, aren't they?
They are.
So what do you do? How do you look after them?
I home pick their fields.
Oh, right. Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, someone's got to do it. And I quite enjoy it, because I'm just with me and the wallabies.
Oh,
so I can
yes.
talk to it as well.
Yeah, so you get some good contact with the wallabies whilst you're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what else for the wallabies?
I feed them.
And what sort of thing do wallabies eat?
They have little pellets.
Oh, okay.
That I feed them.
So would that be a sort of similar sort of thing that you feed to rabbits and guinea pigs, I suppose?
Yes, it is, really. A bit bigger, but it is the same thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and do you have to do anything else with those?
Sometimes we chop up Christmas trees after Christmas so they can have a bit of fun with the trees and hiding them.
Oh, right.
They quite enjoy doing that.
Oh, I never knew that. Yeah. So when we get rid of our Christmas trees, don't just throw them in the tip.
No,
give them to Amazon World. And it gives the wallabies something to do.
Yes, it does.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm. So you also said that you deal with the lemurs. So lemurs, they're sort of like monkey-sized things, aren't they, with long stripy tails?
Yes,
yeah.
They are. Yeah.
So what do you do for the lemurs? How do you look after those?
I have to stand in the enclosure and then give people the safety rules for them when they come in, have a look round.
Ah, so at Amazon World, you can walk through the lemurs.
Yes.
So the public may actually come into contact with the lemurs.
Yeah.
Right, and so you have to give the safety instructions. So what sort of things do people have to be aware of?
I have to tell them not to touch them.
Right.
Not to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
and just keep an eye on their children, because sometimes they'll pull their tails, which obviously makes them really stressed.
Gosh, yeah, I'm not surprised. And what was the other? Oh, the birds, you said, didn't you? You've also helped to look after the birds. Yes. And what sort of birds would that be?
Little robins.
Oh.
And there's some slightly bigger birds as well.
Yeah, they've got lots of different breeds. Oh, parrots, that's right. I know when I've been to Amazon World, I've seen the trumpeter bird, who's the blue one.
I like him, he's quite funny. He always undoes my shoelace.
Does he? I was just going to say he's really friendly, because he kind of follows you around, doesn't he, to where, if you're working in a certain place, he kind of wants to be with the people, doesn't he, it seems.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, well, thanks for telling us about that, Christina. That's really interesting. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Alicia, and my recipe today is chocolate chip cookies. First, wipe the surface, wash your hands, and put an apron on. When you need it, include a large mixing bowl and mixing spoon, scales, and a knife. The quantities you will need: 100 grams of brown sugar, 125 grams of butter, 1 egg, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, 225 grams of self-pressed flour, 200 grams of a chocolate bars. Oven will need to be 200 degrees C. Put butter and sugar into a large bowl and mix well. Add the egg and vanilla, mix again. Add the flour and mix well. Cut the chocolate into chunks. Add the chocolate chunks into a mixture. Roll balls of mixture of about 2 centimeters by 2 centimeters. Place them into a baking tray, not too close together. Place in the oven for 7 to 10 minutes.
Did you take any home after cooking them yesterday?
Yes.
You mean they got home?
Yeah.
Were they nice?
Yeah.
They sound absolutely gorgeous.
So Hannah's our film buff. Hannah, I understand you're going to tell us about another film that you've watched.
Yes, I am, Man of Selfie. Go on.
Is it a classic film or is it a modern film?
It's a classic film called Shawshank Redemption.
Right, that is a classic film, isn't it?
Have you ever seen it?
Well, I'm a bit embarrassed to say no, I haven't seen it. I think I'm probably the only person on the planet who hasn't seen it. What about you, Christina? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, okay. So there's two of us here who haven't actually seen the film. I understand it came out in 1994, so I've had plenty of time to watch it.
Yes.
But I just haven't watched it. So tell me, Hannah, why I should watch it.
Because it's a classic film and they've got loads of big stars in it.
Okay, who's in it?
I don't know his name, but he's in Bruce Almighty and Evan Almighty, and he plays a person called Red.
Ah, now would that be Morgan Freeman?
Yeah.
Ah, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
I think the lead role of Andy is played by Tim Robbins.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What is it? A comedy? Is it a musical? What genre of film is it?
It's based in a prison. And Andy is kind of, he's innocent, but they all, the warden is so horrible to him, and he doesn't deserve it. He's trying to break out.
So he's trying to break out of the prison because he's been convicted of a crime that he didn't commit. And what was the crime? Can you remember what the crime was?
Murder.
Oh dear. Right. So quite serious then. So would it spoil it does he get free?
Well, you got to watch and see.
Christina, we'll have to watch that this weekend.
Yes,
what do you think?
That's a good idea. I mean, a bit more.
Yeah, good. Anything else that you want to say about the Shawshank Redemption?
I recommend it.
You'll recommend it.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. I'm excited.
Great, okay, yeah. We'll give that a go. Thanks for telling us all about it, Hannah. And we look forward to next week when you can tell us about another classic film. Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Moving Up team. Tune in next week for more fun facts, film reviews, recipe of the day, animal delights and general chatter. Have a good week. Bye from us all at the Isle of Wight College.
Bye! Bye.